This is Rochester Speaks. I'm Pat Rivers, and with me in this segment is Lisa Scheer. She is Director of Operations for A Magical Journey Through Stages. And as we slowly emerge out of this pandemic, theatrical performances are just what we are yearning for. To be able to go to the theater again and to be able to act in a show. And what better way to inspire one to act than with our youth? And that is what A Magical Journey Through Stages is all about, inspiring the youth of our community to become thespians. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you so much.
Good to have you here.
Happy to be here.
And an in-studio guest, too, which is has been a rare thing since the pandemic.
Right. It's nice to be here in person.
So, Lisa, tell us a little bit about A Magical Journey Through Stages, how it came to be.
Right. So I have been with Stages for about 10 years, but Stages has been around. It was incorporated in 2002. So we just celebrated our 20th anniversary and have been serving the youth of Rochester for 20 years. So it's exciting.
That is impressive. Now, do you have a theater that you operate out of?
We do. We are on the third floor of the Auditorium Center. So it's a 200-seat theater.
Oh, okay.
So it's a nice, intimate space. We get to rehearse on the stage where we're going to perform. We have a small shop where sets get built. So it's all in-house, which is nice.
So this is really an immersive experience for our youth. And what is the age group that are allowed to participate?
Right. So we have programs all year long and from 1st through 12th grade. So depending on the production and the time of year, there's something for everyone.
1st through 12th grade.
Right.
So like I mentioned, Lisa, at the beginning, we just emerged from one of the greatest pandemics of our generation.
Right.
How has this changed operations for what you do and moving forward?
Right. That's a great question. The pandemic was really hard on theaters in particular, and not to minimize anybody else's struggles, but it was tough for us because we didn't have any guidance. Even when everything else was open, we were waiting. So we are finally now opening. But during the pandemic, we had to pivot like everybody else had to do. And so at first we offered virtual programs. And at the beginning, everyone was very excited about that and really needing to connect. The kids were really needing to connect. They got burnt out with virtual things fairly quickly, having been all day at school online.
I could imagine.
So then we invited them back in person, and we did scene study series and some dance and some improv, things that were less dangerous. So singing and dancing were deemed to be fairly dangerous, according to guidance.
Yes, so. It doesn't surprise me. So where do things stand now?
Right. So we now are very excited because not only can we welcome full casts back, we can have full audiences back in our theater. So that's a real bonus for
that
us. Nothing like the energy of having everybody back. We call them the Stages family. So it's been wonderful.
So how many, how much, I don't want to say kids, but how many youth do you have come in through your operation through a given year?
So we probably had, that's a good question, probably have about...
Take a wild guess.
Right, okay. So if we have 35 times what?
Maybe 275?
Yeah, probably about at least 300 students, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's great. So now we're in summertime, so
right.
Do you have a summer camp?
Right, so it's exciting this year because one of the things that we spent time doing during the pandemic was talking to our neighbors and friends. So RBTL, our wonderful neighbor downstairs, has been supporting us throughout the pandemic and now our summer season. So we had to give up some of our space, extra space, and we use that for rehearsals. And so they've been allowing us to use some of their space and advertising for us, which is great. So our summer season at Stages is four fully staged productions that we put on there. We also have a collaboration with the JCC and are doing three summer camps for our younger students, 1st through 6th graders, at the JCC.
And this is all directed and produced by kids?
It's not directed by kids.
Oh, no?
No,
okay.
We have adult We have adult production teams.
Okay.
Although we do have a full tech training program that is kids learn how to do lights and sound and stage management, and then they work their way to being able to run those things. So a lot of our summer shows are completely run by the kids that have trained in our tech training program.
I get you, but there's no adults acting with them in the shows.
Correct. It is all children up on the stage.
Wow, and so. when you it must be something special to see that, to watch a child's performance, because you know when you're a youth, you have suspended your you're not self-conscious. You haven't developed those self-conscious restrictions. So when kids act, they're all in it. So it must be a delight to see.
It's wonderful to see kids who are very natural to the stage. And then also we see kids who come back over and over blossoming, who may not have been quite as natural on stage at first. Mm-hmm. So that is fun to watch. It's also safe to be in a character. So even if maybe you are shy off stage, you can. We have kids that are very dynamic on stage.
And this is open to any child that would like to be part of it.
It is. We welcome everyone, absolutely.
Now, how does this differ from a school district's theatrical program?
I think that it differs in the sense that we are able to do so many productions during the year. So we have a system that has been honed to be put on something that's fairly professional.
So Lisa, it sounds like a major undertaking where there's a lot of fundraising needed to make this happen.
So true.
I'm sure that's a big part of your organization.
That is. And we have some wonderfully dedicated families and do one big fundraiser a year. And through the pandemic, we're doing several other fundraisers.
Oh, okay.
We also apply for grants.
Oh, that was my next question. Mm-hmm. Do you get any help from the state and from the federal level?
We do. And right now it's nice because they're recognizing that theaters were struggling. And so we have applied to some things that could really make a difference for us.
Oh, very nice. Now, if one would like to donate, how do they go about doing that?
Absolutely. Our website is mjtstages.com, and there is a donate button right at the top. So we welcome any donations, and they're greatly appreciated and will go to good use.
You're listening to Rochester Speaks. My guest is Lisa Shear, Director of Operations for A Magical Journey Through Stages. And Lisa, I was looking at your website earlier today, and you've had some magnificent shows that you've put on in the past. What's coming up in this new season?
Oh, so exciting. Well, our summer season is in progress right now. The next show coming up is Jungle Book Kids, and that's for our youngest, our first through sixth graders. We are also in production for Oliver Jr., and those are our sixth through 10th graders. So those two are coming up. We've also just announced our season, which starts in September. So we have some exciting titles coming up, from SpongeBob to Once the Musical, Moana, some very exciting things.
Yeah, these are pretty big shows so that involve a cast of characters and a lot of people behind the scenes as well. So if anyone listening, you know, parents listening, even children, kids that are listening right now would like to get involved, how do they do that?
So if you go to our website, which is mjtstages.com, you will see tabs that will lead you right to the age grade range of your child, and you'll see what we have available. There are some spots open in just one of our summer camps. We've cast them all at this point.
Oh, wow.
Except for Camp Rock. So that's for our 6th through 10th graders, and if you're interested in having a fun summer camp experience, check that out.
So another thing too, you're more than just theater. You have open mic nights, Stages of the Game Improv Troupe, right? That sounds interesting. First Stage Skills Class and Theater Tech Workshops.
Right. We stay very busy, and we find that sometimes kids are interested in theater, but maybe not interested in doing a musical, maybe interested in doing something like improv. And our improv troupe is great and has performed in the Fringe Festival. I think this is our will be our sixth year in a row. So that's always a fun thing to sort of take our troop on the road.
That's right. Fringe is coming back.
It is coming back. Very exciting.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Yes, no kidding.
This would be the first big event to return to Rochester, I think, right? Because we didn't have any of the festivals. Well, a little bit of the Lilac Festival, but this would be pretty significant.
Right. Would be wonderful.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. And again, all this information is on your website, which is just full of information. And that is, it's mjtstage.com?
mjtstages.com.
Okay.
And a lot of people just call us Stages.
Okay. If I were young again, I would be more than excited about this program.
Well, that's fantastic.
Is there a need for volunteers, adult volunteers, perhaps?
Absolutely. If you have a skill or not, we can use you. It really takes a village to put on a production, especially in a community theater. So we welcome volunteers all the time.
Lisa, everyone has a why. Can you share with us why you are passionate about working at a magical journey through Stages, your involvement with it?
That's a good question. I think it has the answer has layers, but I think at the top for me is how I see theater affecting the youth that are with us, and how many wonderful things. I see them blossom. I see them find what's been called their people. They feel very comfortable. It's a safe space to be and a great place to express yourself. Theater, a lot of different musicals and plays lend themselves to being able to discuss some serious issues and some light and funny issues. But it's really becomes a community of children and parents who volunteer and help out quite a bit. So
that's wonderful. That's wonderful. A good reason enough to be there.
Absolutely.
And I can tell you love what you do.
I love what I do. Nothing better.
That's awesome. Is there anything else you'd like to add in our remaining moments?
Well, I'm just thrilled that you had us on, and we really hope that people will check out our website, call us, and come on in and see a show or sign up.
We'd love to have you on in a future show here when the shows are ready to go. We can have you on, talk about it, maybe even bring some of the actors, the kids up themselves if they'd like to speak.
Oh, we would love that. We would, and we have kids who would love to be speaking and talking.
Oh, they're all hams now, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, they are.
Acting will do that to you.
That's
it breaks them out of their shell.
Yes.
That's wonderful. All right, Lisa, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today. Lisa Shear, Director of Operations for A Magical Journey Through Stages.
Thank you.